If January feels like you just got dropped back into real life with one hit point, you're not lazy, you're fried. Welcome to the weird limbo after the holidays. The decorations need to be put away, the social obligations are over, and your nervous system is like, cool, now we collapse. Hey, I'm Dr. Regina, PhD, and this is Divergent Paths, the podcast where we talk about what late-diagnosed neurodivergent folks actually experience and how to work with your brain instead of fighting it. And if you want extra support, please subscribe to my weekly newsletter, Nerd Notes. The link is in the show description. Today, Russ and I are talking about holiday burnout, what it really is, why New Year, New Me is basically a trap for exhausted brains, and how to recover with kindness instead of pressure.
Regina, this is going to be one of those episodes that start with us at very low energy. You know what I mean? But because we talk through it and because we learn, by the end of this episode, we're going to feel so much better.
That's true.
But the question for you here, of course, is why is this so different than like regular just being tired? Why is holiday burnout like so much? So intense?
Why is holiday burnout so special?
Yeah. It's like an extra special gift that you're unwrapping. What is this all about?
Holiday burnout, the gift that keeps on giving. Well, think about it. The holidays is a condensed time with lots of social obligations, lots of activities, lots of different things going on. So you have a set of, you know, weeks or, you know, close to a month between, you know, Thanksgiving and the New Year where you are expected to do more. You're expected to, so your social output is increased, which can often lead to you masking more. You are out of your normal routine, which breaks up your rest. And if you are still masked around your family, or you have a contentious family situation, you're in a position where you have to like put on a performance more. And this leads to not just like physical fatigue, although definitely there is physical fatigue involved. You know, there's a lot of sensory information and a lot of sensory processing you go through in the holidays. Lights and noise. Some people travel during the holidays. If you have family and you travel with your family and you have small kids, that's stressful. All of that, all of those obligations lead to more decisions that have to be made. You have to pick out food. You have to pick out gifts. You have to get logistics together. You know, you have to plan meals, whatever it is that your holidays entail. There are all kinds of decisions involved.
Stress me out, man.
It's a lot. I know, right?
It's a long list.
It is a long list. There's a lot of stuff that goes on in this like condensed amount of time. And if you are a parent and you have younger children, there's this like, I have to make the magic happen, right? And you have all of this stuff. And if you have decided to torture yourself with something like Elf on the Shelf, where you have like extra things you have to do every day.
Ugh. Let's do an entire episode on Elf on the Shelf. That thing, man.
No, okay. It's just a no.
Well, then it doesn't go away with, because then you've got, now you've set up this expectation of New Year's resolutions, right? So now you've got this change in habit that you've got to deal with for an entire, right. Well, you know, 2 or 3 days as you
for 2 or 3 days after the New Year. So you make all these promises to yourself that things are going to change and you're going to do things different.
Right. And then, I mean, they sound great in the beginning, right? When you're setting them up, it's like, oh, I'm going to go for a walk every day. And then reality sinks in, you know, whatever the first Monday is when you're back to work. And it's like,
and then that's the other thing. Yeah. You are taking time off and then you have transitions back to work, and that makes more effort and more energy.
What are ways to like avoid this, if we can avoid some of this holiday stress?
So I think recognizing that you are in this system, recognizing that you have a depleted battery to begin with. So the holidays are going to put higher stress on you because you're neurodivergent. Looking at it like you've been running on low power probably since sometime in mid-November when all of this activity kicked up.
I mean, it's almost like all the way from setting up for Halloween and figuring out, especially if you're a parent, figuring out what the kids are going to do, what they're going to wear and all that stuff, all the way through New Year's.
That's a especially long since time. We have started trying to turn every holiday into having like the same big thing. Like it used to be that people didn't do really big Halloween light displays or whatever. And now Halloween lights are a thing. So it's like you take down one holiday and you essentially transition into the next one. This kind of like movement of having all of these expectations around all of these different dates running for 3 months. It's a lot. It's a lot of time.
Like, how do we reset?
I think you give yourself some space to recognize that you've been running on empty and know that you need to recharge. That's one of the reasons why New Year's resolutions can be kind of rough, because you're trying to build something new, like with these new expectations around changing something or becoming something different. It's hard because it's winter too. So like, you're like, oh, like go for a walk outside or whatever, but it's cold a lot of the time, or rainy, or it's been really windy where I live. Like the wind is really difficult.
Okay. So we've put all this stuff on us all the way back since Halloween, right? Putting out the Christmas lights or the Halloween lights to the Christmas lights, like we're, you know, whatever holiday people celebrate, putting some blow up out on their lawn for whatever reason, for all, maybe a blow up turkey for Thanksgiving. Right. We've had all these things out there. We've done all of this to ourselves. And now we're setting ourselves up with resolutions to further.
We're already burnt out from months of decorating and holidays and candy.
Let's go into, you know, yet another quarter of this, right? So we've it's now an entire quarter. It's a quarter of the year. And now we're going to put resolutions on ourselves. What if you give people as their holiday gift some resolutions that might actually help instead of like continue the pain that we've been dealing with holidays?
Yeah. So I came up with a list of sort of recovery tools that I think work better than resolutions, which might set yourself up for expectations that you can't meet. Then you'll just feel bad about on top of everything. So one of the first ones is like what I'm calling the 48-hour rule. No big life decisions, no big plans, no major commitments for the first couple of days after the holidays. Like, give yourself some space to recover. Let your nervous system come back online. Spend some time doing activities that help you regulate your nervous system versus continuing this kind of like hyper push into do and do and do and do and do.
I feel like, though, with as much as you talk about rest, I feel like rest is going to be one of these.
Rest definitely needs to be one of these. Like, pick a mindfully lower the bar, mindfully lower your expectations. Do a minimum viable day. Like, what is the least that you can do in a day? What's the least you can do? What's the least effort you can do to make food? What's the least you can do to just physically take care of yourself? You know, do some small thing that helps you reset. If you're not sick, treat it like you are recovering from being sick, maybe. Like, give yourself that level of rest is going to help you recover and recuperate.
And, you know, so much of the holidays, too, is about like stepping out of like your typical day, right? Like it's you're not doing your typical schedule. Things are completely different. You're waking up earlier or sleeping in later or staying out later. Or so you mentioned on your list here, returning to those anchors, that can really help too.
Exactly. Returning to the things that make you feel stabilized. Walking, making sure you get back on your regular sleep schedule. Like if you have a morning beverage ritual, make sure you're keeping up with your medications. Make sure you're staying hydrated. Maybe lay off the Christmas candy and the cookies.
Okay, now that's a hard one.
It is.
You know, one of the things that I always feel like when Christmas lights or the tree comes up or whatever, the first couple of days it feels fantastic, right? Because it's this new thing and
you feel excited about the lights on
while you're watching Netflix and all the other lights are off and it's
novel.
Great.
It's dopamine. Yeah.
Yeah. And then by the end of it, it's like returning back to what you had before is so much nicer.
Yeah. Adjusting back to, your regular environment, because a lot of people move furniture around to put up Christmas trees, or to other decorations, you kind of upset a bunch of different things. So, being gentle with that, a lot of people end up getting dressed up for the holidays or going to holiday parties that involve a lot of sensory, uncomfortable clothing or expectations on how you look. Getting into your comfy clothes, getting back on your heating pads if you're old like Russ and I are.
Right.
Cutting down on the stimulation. Like, uh-huh. I love the Christmas lights. I don't have any blinking lights. I don't like lights that blink or even like twinkle lights or anything like that. I just like the steady lights. But my tree is an LED tree, and so it is very bright. So on any setting is on, it is really bright. It's lovely. I love it. But it'll be nice when the room in my living room goes back to just kind of like my regular lighting.
One thing you wrote down that I on your list here, because, the gift you give me is notes. The gentle yes, gentle no script. Tell me more about that.
Yeah. So this is a gentle yes is doing like a small version of something that helps you feel recharged. So I talk a lot about walking as like one of the ways that I regulate, but I also tend to have a perfectionistic tendency when I want to walk, and I want to walk 2.5 or 3 miles every time I go for a walk. Well, that's not always doable, both with weather and schedule. That's 45 minutes to an hour of walking, where a 20-minute walk is just as important, or even a 10 minute, like just going around the corner.
A shorter interval walk, like just 30 minutes or 20 minutes, is better for you than just walking.
Then a long, maybe, steady.
At the same pace. So yeah, you can make it where smaller amounts of time work for you for that.
Yeah, exactly. Like you don't have to have the same sort of push impact. So yeah, so that's a gentle yes, like doing something small. A gentle no is the same things, and like maybe not saying a hard no to like, absolutely not, I'm never doing this again, but saying, no, I'm recovering from the holidays right now. So no, I'm not going to do this. And, saying no to maybe a social invitation that you really want to go to, but you are still like bouncing back from everything and you feel like it's just a little too much. So, and you don't need to justify those choices to anybody, including yourself. So saying no is a loving act.
So the last item, and I don't know what this is, the anti-resolution. You give us the resolutions. Now you're giving us the anti-resolution. Pick a word. What do you mean?
So instead of like sending a, I'm going to do XYZ, I'm going to go to the gym every day of the week, or I'm going to do this or whatever, setting like this big like goal for yourself. And I've seen this in a lot of places. People are picking a word for the year instead. So pick a word of something that is something you would like to move toward or help you sort of work through looking at the new year as a new beginning, but not necessarily a complete, overhaul of who you are. And what you can do.
What are some of the words that you would suggest there?
I like to think of these in a little bit more gentle way. So maybe steady, soft, spacious, supported, enough. Because a lot of us don't feel like we're enough a lot of the time. So like what you can do, your capacity versus your capability is enough.
I've done improv scenes because, those listening know I do like improv.
Yeah.
And some of my favorite scenes just start with a word. So I don't ask for a setup. I just ask for a word. And as you were going through those words, I'm like, oh, that's a great scene starter. Well, I guess it would also be a good year starter as well. Like playing to that word and figuring out like, what does that particular word mean in this instance? Like That's very interesting. I like that.
Right.
So clearly, right? Like we're already, as I predicted in the beginning of this episode, you know, I was like, oh, this is going to be a low energy start because we're both in that holiday, post-holiday mindset of going through it, of living through the,
right, yeah,
the madness of holidays, I guess I'll say. What about those signs for deeper recovery? Because you and I, right now, a podcast, just chatting with each other and talking through this stuff, me learning and you teaching has made us feel a little bit better.
But right.
What about like signs that you need maybe some deeper recovery?
A lot of these things are like the signs just in general of burnout. So when your sleep doesn't help you feel recovered and you're not sick and recovering from being sick, you have irritability spikes, you are on the edge of tears regularly, you feel a sense of shutdown, of dread, of brain fog, where you can't like even the things that you enjoy, you're not really enjoying them. Everything feels like a demand. So like those are signs of you've hit like burnout, like full burnout, like not just from the holidays, but maybe from, you know, sort of a lot. Mm-hmm. And that's where kind of recovering some of this and finding ways to be gentle moving forward.
Okay, you've got all of these outside forces hitting you at once. The pressure of making the holidays go right, people that you don't normally deal with, the different time schedules, all the things that you listed that stressed me out in the beginning of the show. Sorry. all of those things coming together. How do you get through this like without feeling bad yourself? Like, you know, making sure that like you're not like hitting yourself and attacking yourself as well as everything else hitting you.
Being in burnout of any kind, holiday or otherwise, is not a moral failure. It doesn't mean you did anything wrong. You're not a bad person. I think being able to be gentle with yourself and kind in how you look at yourself and how you look at the people around you, you know, the new year, maybe instead of being a let's hit the ground running and let's change everything, like maybe the new year is where you recalibrate, where you work on reconnecting, where you reflect on your capacity. Like what did the holiday teach you? Did you do too much this year? Like that was my lesson last year. At the end of the holidays last year, I knew I had done too much. I had pushed too hard. I had cooked too much. I had spent too much time doing what other people wanted me to do. And this was as I was unmasking. And so I was doing all of that work as well. And I realized this year that I changed a lot of how I did things for the holidays this year because I didn't want to have a season that I pushed through the way that I did last year. Because as you remember, as we were recording podcast episodes, I was sick for like 4 months at the beginning of this year.
Right. I do remember.
And we do not want all those coughs. So being gentle, like, you know, you're not bad because you're crashing after the holidays and you did great things and you probably had great moments, and try to remember those moments as charging and energetic things to that low battery. But also like soften it, soften your expectations of you and your family of people around you too.
So I'm feeling better now that we've, you know, gone through this episode. I'm sure that if you're listening to the episode, you're also probably feeling a little bit better, but still there's more that they can do to reach out to you and maybe start off the year feeling a lot better.
Absolutely. Like this would be a great time to book a clarity call and chat with me about where you're at, where you want support, where you need help and guidance. This is exactly the kind of thing I help my clients untangle, where your capacity is, looking at what you're coming out of and where you want to go. So the link for clarity calls is in the show notes. Come join me and we can nerd out together.